My name is Colette Colfer, and this is a poem called Heart Outro. The heart has a waltz rhythm, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Zaid Hotari straps a bomb beside his heart and walks to the Dolphinarium nightclub. He's 21. It's the 1st of June 2001. If anyone asks, he says it's a tarbuki drum. Smell of the night of the nearby sea, of cheap perfume wrapping teenage dreams. Zaid Hotari's heart is blown up and out with the blast of the bomb, and bits of him, blood, bone and skin, shredded by shrapnel of steel balls, bolts and screws, are flung, splattered on walls, the copper dolphin, and onto the clothes and wounds of the dying, dead and injured. Tel Aviv night scene, 21 killed, average age 16. Punctured eardrums, organs, maimed faces, missing limbs. Hospitals fill and stories roll, hooking hatred that swells into revenge. Mazan al-Julani is shot in the neck. Brain dead, his spirit is gone, but his heart, for a short while, keeps waltzing on. This poem is based on an incredible true story of a cycle of violence and events that happened, which culminated, in a way culminated, with the death of Mazan al-Julani. His brain was dead, but his heart did keep beating and meant it was suitable for transplant. And his family, in an extraordinary gesture of generosity and building bridges, agreed that his heart would be given to an Israeli Jewish man called Yigal Cohen, who was dying of heart disease.